Patricia Wolf Vega is the manager of the National Bee Diagnostic Center in Beaver Lodge. She's also the acting dean of applied research and innovation with Northwestern Polytechnic. And she joins us on the line today. Patricia, thank you very much for joining us. The National Bee Diagnostic Center is now up and running, and especially thanks to some grant money that has been brought forward. First of all, as a little bit of an icebreaker, I ask, what does the National Bee Diagnostic Center encompass? What's its main purpose?
Okay, yes. So we established in 2012, so over a decade right now. And we provide essential diagnostics, applied research, and specialized training for commercial beekeepers and the pollination industry. So we are here, as you mentioned, located in Beaver Lodge. And we, in terms of diagnostics, what we test is the common honeybee diseases and native bee diseases, so all the common pathogens, parasites, that affect honeybees and other bees. We also work with honey testing and testing for quality of the product to demonstrate industry compliance, to add value to our honey, as well as to enhance colony management. And we also focus on applied research, so contributing to solutions and insights related to health, productivity, sustainability, profitability of our Canadian apiculture.
There has been grant money that has been provided to Northwestern Polytechnic for the Bee Diagnostic Center. Is that the primary focus of what the money is going to with all this research that is being done?
So we do have research money and grant money. So the one that you mentioned that we received recently is grant money for a research project. This research project is targeting to understand better varroa mite, and more specifically varroa mite resistance to the common control treatment that beekeepers have used for over a decade. So now those mites, they acquire some resistance and that treatment does not work anymore. So this project is to map and know what is the widespread of this mutation, where we can find those mites, not just in Alberta, but across Canada. Our lab does work with most of the hives are in Alberta, so we do work in Alberta, but this project is to map the whole Canadian apiaries for this mite site mutation and trying to understand what other mutations to other pesticides are there, so we can map and understand better and then have better tools that beekeepers can use to control this disease.
How key is this research, especially in this area, since from what I understand, beekeeping has become quite big in this area?
Yeah, so for a lot of people, sometimes they don't know, but Alberta has almost 40% of all the hives, the honeybee hives that we have in the country. So we have a lot of hives. We have more than 300,000 honeybee colonies. And our province produced more than 37 million pounds of honey in 2023. And a lot of those beekeepers are in our region. So a lot of the commercial beekeepers, they are here in the Peace region, and we have a lot of production of honey as well as some pollination work done. So we do have a lot of honey and bees in Alberta.
You mentioned the fact that commercial beekeeping and commercial beehives in this area has been part of not only the research in the diagnostic center, but also become quite mainstream, I guess, with its popularity. With that popularity and with the knowledge of the commercial beekeeping, fraternity, for lack of a better term, have you received some feedback on this diagnostic center? And if so, how has it been?
Yeah, so our center has been, running for almost 13 years right now. So we do receive, how we work, we do have our research projects. We have our own research. We collaborate with other researchers. But we also receive, we develop some testing. So we work with beekeepers in that one-on-one, more private services, depending what their needs are. So any beekeeper, commercial or not, a sideliner or backyard beekeeper, if they have concerns about the health of their hives, they could collect a sample of bees or a sample of honey or anything that they are interested in testing and sending to us, and we can analyze for a fee-for-service and get them the results and address some of those concerns with them. So we have been receiving samples not only from our region here, the Peace region, from Alberta, but across Canada. So our lab is the only dedicated lab for honeybees diseases. So that's what we do. We work with honeybees. We work with other bees as well, managed bees and wild bees, and that's what we provide to them. So we're able to develop every year more and more diagnostic tests depending what the industry needs are. So for example, that's the project that we got the grant for right now. So we are studying this mutation in mice that they're associated to resistant to mitesite. And then later at the end of this project, usually how we work is we develop a test. So the project may be finished, we may write a report, our scientific papers, but that service will be housed here and offered for the years to come to producers to have access.
Do students get involved in something like this with the Diagnostic Center?
Oh, definitely. So a big part of what we do, so we are NWP, one of the NWP research centers, and we work with students all year long. So we work with most of our students come in the summer, so that's when the bees are flying, and a lot of the projects are established during the summer. And they work with us, not only in the field, learning those techniques in beekeeping, but in the lab. So we get students, we hire students from high school, from college, from universities, and even recent grads that are in our region here. We attract that talent, we train them, and they get exposed to all the techniques that are involved in diagnostic testing that we use for honeybees, but also with very transferable skills. So our students learn how to work with molecular techniques, DNA, RNA extraction. They also use microscopy, microbiology, some entomology techniques. So they do get an array of training that they will bring with them to further in their degrees or into their when they go to the workforce and start working.
If you'll excuse my terminology, especially in the honeybee aspects, how sweet is this to get this this diagnostic center started and to have the grant money available? From what I understand, it's for the next 2 years.
Yeah, so this specific project, it's funded by, we're very grateful, so it's funded by ARDER that continue their support to our center and agriculture in general. And this is very it's very good investment. So it's a need in the industry, is a need for producers to know about this mutation and how to manage and what is the product that they may use or not. So we are very fortunate to receive this grant that we're going to study the varroa destructor, and this is a very significant threat right now for the colony health and also for the Alberta beekeepers. And it's not a problem that is isolated here in Alberta or Canada. So we have been seeing reports from U.S. as well. A lot of colonies have died. And one of the main concerns is this varroa mite that might be, it's out of control because a lot of the products don't work anymore. And also they do transfer in viruses. So they affect the honeybees in several ways. Right now for this next 2 years, so we do have a project, is almost, is 197,000 that is very welcome for our center, but also the Canadian apiculture economy in general.
Can this program continue beyond the next couple of years after the grant expires? I'm sure there are other grants that are on the horizon, but can it extend beyond the 2 years, the two-year lifespan of this grant?
Yes, so with this project is set for 2 years, but there will likely be other opportunities that will emerge, and that's how we work. So each culture has different needs, and sometimes that varies year to year, and we go looking for funding and from other partners, not just ARDA, but other funding agencies as well, depending on the type of grant or the type of project that we're looking for. So right now it's 2 years, and we're going to be working for that. But later on, and as I mentioned, we will look for other opportunities, and perhaps this will pivot to another idea or another control method or things like that. But that's what, as I mentioned, this project will give us insights, and we understand better this mutation, this mite, that will translate to services that we'll continue to offer to the industry beyond this two-year project. So we will be offering that for the years to come as the need still persists, and beekeepers and the industry can send us samples and get the service beyond that two-year project timeline.
Patricia Wolf-Vega is the manager of the National Bee Diagnostic Center. She's also the acting dean of Applied Research and Innovation with Northwestern Polytechnic. Patricia, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.